Worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of scientific instruments.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And as we often have pointed out, we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And basically, a Christian civilization is under attack today, not only from without, but even from within the Christian church, as there are those who would change the music and the message and the overall thrust of the of Christianity in America and throughout the world. Well, our guest this morning is Lauren Davis, who's a minister. He's a missionary. He's been in Africa. He's been in India for many, many years. He's back here temporarily, although he's going back again in September. We always enjoy having him with us and bringing us up to date on what's happening overseas, things you're not going to hear about through the controlled media here in the United States. Lauren, thanks very much for being with us, and you pick up the story.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Stan. It's always a privilege to be with you, and we really appreciate the great work that you're doing. I would like to speak today about the interfaith movement and what's happening in the U.S. as well as in Africa. At the 9/11 memorial service that they had right after the horrific bombing of the Twin Towers, they had that memorial service, and what was so shocking to me, this was not a Christian service. It was an interfaith service. So they had, I think, Catholic priests, they had Protestant preachers, they had those of other religions, and also Muslim sheikhs there, and all working together. And I thought it was very, very interesting. Here, you know, Muslim fanatics were involved with the bombing of the Trade Towers, and yet now that opened the door for them to come and be a part of this memorial service and the prayer. But the major thing that struck me here was the interfaith memorial service that they had. Now, in Africa, we've been observing this interfaith movement really coming strong over the years. There was a man from India, I think his name is K.A. Paul. He came to Nairobi, Kenya, and he for the memorial service for the bombing of the Kenyan embassy there and also the Tanzanian embassy. So, and this was supposed to be like a great crusade, Dr. Stan. It was advertised like one. But yet how this thing played out, on the platform they had different ones praying and things. Of course, they had a Protestant, they had a Pentecostal, but they had the Hindus, they had the Muslim Shays praying, and also the Animists, and those of the native African religions. So now, at this memorial service in Nairobi, Kenya, it followed suit to what happened to the memorial service of the Twin Tower, where it was an interfaith service, Now, interfaith is being highly promoted by the United Nations and for bringing about world peace. They say it's important that all religions come together, merge together, if there's going to be world peace, saying that religion, you know, is the main thing, conflict in religion that causes war. And so this is a brainchild from the United Nations and through others. They're the ones that that are implementing this interfaith, along with the merging of races, et cetera. But so pastors in Africa, in Tanzania, in Kenya, in Uganda, I know this firsthand, pastors are being given money and bishops, Christian bishops, to join in the interfaith movement. And the interfaith movement is not being, mainly led by religious leaders. It is by political leaders from the West that's doing this. Now, this is totally breaking down Christianity. In Revelation 17, verse 2, I want to talk about interfaith because so many people are hyped up in this today, saying, after all, we all just serve the same God. We just call him by different names. But in Revelation 17, 2, it says, the great whore, and this is speaking of the apostate church, the one that claims to be the true church of Jesus Christ, but she's not. It's an imposter. So the great whore committed fornication with the kings of the earth. And so that is the carnal church and the church leaders who are joining with the political leaders, and I will get more into that later on. And the scripture talks in the book of Revelation about the great whore riding the beast. And, of course, the great whore is the apostate church that does not go by the Bible. And riding the beast is the Antichrist. And so they join together, the whores riding the beast. Now, let me give you some scriptures that totally contradict what is happening in this interfaith movement. In Judges 2, verse 2, it says, make no league with the inhabitants of the land, but you shall throw down their altars. Well, instead of throwing down their altars, we're doing what Joshua 22:19 says, Joshua 22:19, they built an altar to Baal beside the altar of the Lord. So Israel, back in the Old Testament era, God had a problem with them, joining, intermingling with the Canaanites. So wanting to be politically correct, wanting to have peace at any price, that inside their temples, they didn't do away with Jehovah, but they would build an altar to Baal and put it next to the altar of the Lord. And so that is exactly what is happening in the interfaith movement. They're building an altar to other gods next to this. And some people say, well, it's the same God. No, it's not. They are not the same God. In Islam, they serve the moon god. And the Bible says these are not gods that call themselves God. And in 2 Corinthians 11:4 says they'll come speaking, they'll talk about Jesus, but it won't be the Jesus of the Bible. It will be another Jesus. They will carry a Bible and they'll talk about the gospel, but it's not the gospel of the Bible. It's another gospel, and they'll have another spirit. And so those who are involved in the interfaith movement literally hate those that stand by the Bible.
Hold that thought, Lauren. Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Lauren Davis.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body meat is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, basically, a recurrent theme, if you listen to our program, is that there is an organized effort, a subversive effort, to create a one-world government and a one-world religion. If you read and listen to what the people on the other side say, they believe that there are several gods. There's a superior God, and then there's the inferior God that the Christians believe in. Well, of course, I believe that is absolutely wrong. There's only one God. But understand, they're trying to say, oh, you should be tolerant. I mean, Hindus are nice people, and Muslims are nice people. And certainly, what we need to do is just have this one world religion. We'll all get along together. And ladies and gentlemen, this is an effort, the active effort to destroy Christianity, which is why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and Christmas and Easter out of our schools. They won't certainly allow a teacher to have a Bible in the school, but of course, because that's a public institution, it's all right to have a Bible in a prison, because of course, maybe if they had a Bible in school, they wouldn't be in prison. But ladies and gentlemen, you must understand Christianity is under attack today, and Lauren is explaining what's going on in Africa, because there isn't the same battle is being waged there that's being waged here in the United States. Lauren, go right ahead.
Yes, I was just thinking back to the memorial service here in the United States for 9/11, where they had the Muslim Shays and with the Protestant and Catholic leaders all praying together and praying to God. Well, which God were they praying to? And asking God bless America. Well, I believe that memorial service, where you put all other gods, Allah and others, on Hare Krishna, on the same level with Jehovah, with the same level as Jesus, that service, instead of invoking the blessing of God, I'm telling you that made God extremely angry, because in Exodus 20, in the Ten Commandments, he commanded, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me," and yet, you know, we cannot learn, even this country that's supposed to be so advanced intellectually, educationally, and things, we have not learned from history. And even what's going on in Egypt right now, saying, you know, we'll all join together and get together. But the Muslim Brotherhood now, they're burning Christian churches down left and right. In Africa, we built, I think, 276 churches now in the interior in villages. And our problem is that the Muslims are coming in, and they are shooting the people inside our churches, killing them, women, children, babies, old men, and then they're burning the churches down and going. I mean, I'm working in the interior, I'm telling you. And then they talk about having interfaith. It is just a front. Anytime you have interfaith, that means you have to put Jesus out of the picture, because you can say God, but they won't let you use the name of Jesus. So interfaith is an antichrist movement to delete Jesus from this, and it is a front to totally destroy Christianity. In Acts 4, verse 26, it says, "The kings of the earth and the rulers gathered together against the Lord and his Christ." And that's exactly what's happening today. This interfaith is a plot by political and religious leaders to totally get Jesus Christ out of our society. In Psalms 106:35, it really hits it on the head. It says, they mingled among the heathen and learned their works. So now we're bringing people from all nations, immigrants, into this country. And I thank God that we have a place that people can come of all faith. But what's happening? Like, you bring the Hindus, you bring the Muslims and others here. Now they are saying that, you know, Christian symbols are offensive to them. And so they don't want anything about Christianity in the schools, and yet they want to present their ways, the Islamic way in the schools. They're infiltrating the schools there. And so they have mingled among us. And that's why God even told the Israelites not to intermarry with the Canaanites, who were Baal worshipers. And he said to drive them out of the land, because they learned their ways. And what's happened to America is we have learned, living among all the people with all the other gods, we have learned their ways, and it has seduced us in the name of peace. It's a very cunning thing, under where we say now all gods are on the same level. Believe me, God has taken note of this. It's been said, Dr. Stan, that in 100 years, there will not be any Christianity left in America. And the way it's being destroyed is from the inside, even the inside of the church leaders themselves. You know, America is supposed to be a Christian nation. There are churches on every street corner. And also you see that in other countries of the world. There are many TV networks, but simultaneously, America and the world are becoming more secular and pagan by the day. Now, instead of the church being an obstacle to this downward moral spiral, it has become an ally of the secularists, even facilitating the moral decline in our country. And how could this happen with so many churches, with so many Christian radio and TV stations? What's happening? Let me just give you some facts that came out of USA Today in 2011. It said that, and this is to show how America has changed, 40% of the children born in America in 2010 were to unwed mothers. That is, they had no father in the home. 73% of the blacks who were born in America were born to unwed mothers. 53% of the Hispanics and 29% of the whites, that's not including abortions. The hundreds of thousands of abortions that are being had. So now, when you have 41% of the children in this country born to unwed mothers, and you know, so many of these even are church-going women, and of course the men are involved also, but they go to church. You see now, even in churches, people think nothing of living together outside of marriage, and yet they will say, lift their hands, they will praise the Lord. Well, what happens to this 41% of children born in America to unwed mothers? They're raised without their father. They don't have the role model of the man in the home to teach them, to train them. There's not a strong disciplinarian there. And this is one reason I'm convinced, Dr. Stan, that homosexuality is being accepted and spread so much in America. Even the young people are afraid to get married because there's so much divorce that has gone on. Now, this is supposed to be the new and improved America that everybody is talking about. The America that has rejected the Bible. They're living in the pleasures of sin and materialism, and this is the product of the new Christianity. There's a new Christianity. Let's take a look back. What is the old Christianity, or the original Christianity? Well, the original Christianity was based on the fundamentals of the Bible, and the fundamentals of the Bible are the virgin birth of Christ, the divinity of Christ, that he was God in the flesh, the atonement by the blood, the bodily resurrection of the dead, the inerrancy of the scriptures, and the Ten Commandments being the guideline for how we should to live, how we should live. And so these are the fundamentals, and they call it fundamentalists. But what we have today, the news media is maliciously attacking fundamentalist Christians, and they're categorizing them with fundamentalist Muslims. And this is totally intentional. For example, in Norway, when that man, you know, he killed, I think, 80-something young people, it was a horrific murder that he did. Immediately, Dr. Stan, immediately the news media labeled him a right-wing conservative fundamentalist Christian. Why? I mean, immediately, they didn't know anything about him. They were mocking him, and they were saying that fundamentalist Christians are no different than fundamentalist Muslims. That is absolutely not the truth. Fundamentalist Christians just believe in the virgin birth, the divinity of Christ, the blood, the resurrection, etc. But this is premeditated to destroy people's confidence and to label those who believe in the Bible really as fanatics and dangerous people. We see that Christianity was corrupted early on. In Acts 20, verse 29 to 31, Paul said, after my departing, grievous wolves will enter in among you. He's talking about the church, not sparing the flock. And he said, these men will come speaking perverse things, that's perverted things, inside the church to draw disciples after themselves. So their objective is not to draw disciples to Christ, but to draw disciples to them, to get their own following. And he said, I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears that this is coming. Inside the church, it's going to be infiltrated. And yet today, you cannot warn people about different things coming to church because, well, you know, it's the gospel of love. Well, you know, live and let live. And so truth has been put to the wayside. You know, it was through the Roman Emperor Constantine where Rome forcibly took over Christianity. And it centralized Christianity, reformed its doctrines, and merged Christian doctrines with pagan doctrines. And so it turned Christianity into a hybrid, a pagan, interfaith religion and that even openly practiced idolatry. And so at that time, Roman Catholicism claimed to be the exclusive church of Christianity, and they had no tolerance of any form of Christianity. People at that time, they were tortured or killed if they would not join the Roman church. That's history. But what was this? It was a political takeover of Christianity because, you see, Constantine, he was the head of state. He was the emperor, and also he was the head of the church. So, and the same thing that happened with the Anglican church that broke off from Rome. It became corrupt, and so the King of England is not only the king and the head of state of the United Kingdom, he is also the head of the church. So now you have the political controlling the church, the political controlling Christianity. So now we have today, we've got all the mainline denominations that have come up. And so out of the mainline denominations, they came up, and most of them came up because their leaders were looking for them to turn back to the Bible, to look to truth, to look at the Bible as the foundations. So most denominations were started really with a good motive and good intent and started well. But then later on, they begin to change. And the same thing happened in the Pentecostal movement. It schismed. And so you see that there's one faction of Pentecostal that believed in the Trinity, another faction that believed in Jesus only. And then it came the charismatic movement, which has gotten so strong. The charismatic movement came from pastors of mainline denominations who received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, and they came out and started their own independent churches because they weren't accepted. And so when they did this, and they all did it saying we have one thing in common, and that is speaking in tongues and believing in healing, etc. But what happened is that they came out of the Episcopal, they came from the Baptist, the Presbyterian, so they brought their own former denominations doctrine with them. And so what happened to the charismatic movement, it became a freelance religion. You know, they said we believe in the Holy Ghost, and yet they could interpret the scriptures any way they wanted to. That's why in the charismatic movement, you can hardly find two charismatic churches really who believe in the same doctrine. And so that began to melt down truth inside that movement. Then came the ecumenical movement. And we're talking about interfaith. And this is Lauren Davis. My website is laurendavis.com.
Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Lauren.
All right.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Join internationally acclaimed doctors Michael Kiriak and Roland Thomas and other health experts for an exciting three-hour conference on the science and benefits of biosuperfood on Thursday, August the 22nd, 6:45 p.m. at the Spring Hill Suites in Denver, Westminster on Church Ranch Boulevard at 103rd Avenue. Register now at bioage.com or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116 or bioage.com. Leave your name and the number of people in your group. Registration is limited. Pre-registration discount is $10 or pay $20 at the door.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Lauren Davis, and of course he is a missionary from Africa, home just for a short period of time, going back next month to Africa, to India. Lauren, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and your ministry.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. We have a website, laurendavis.com, laurendavis.com. And our email is laurendavisministries@hotmail.com. laurendavisministries@hotmail.com. You spell up Lauren, L-O-R-E-N.
Go right ahead.
All right. So this movement to bring all the religions together, they even call it now the emergent church. And It comes from the term merging. That's coming together, like merging traffic from a freeway, from the off-roads. It's a melting pot, assimilation, becoming one from many. And so for this to come about, and they're seeking for a one world, for this to come about, there has to be a transitional period to change one thing to another. It's like a caterpillar who becomes a butterfly. There's a tradition, there's a transitional period when he's in a cocoon. We know when he's a caterpillar, he can move away from predators, and a butterfly, he can fly away. But when he's in cocoon, in that transitional period, then he's vulnerable to any predator. And so that's where America and the world is right now, pushing towards interfaith. We are in the cocoon, and this is changing us, changing Christianity from one thing into something total else, completely else. And they call this transformation. And the Bible says we're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. But this has been used by Rick Warren, who has also facilitated pushing the interfaith movement very strong, that we are to have transformation using a scripture but misapplying it to a political transformation to bring about world peace. And, you know, one of the main ones behind pushing this, as I said before, is the United Nations. And I think the UN is a good idea for being a peace broker, humanitarian aid, but it has gone too far. The UN has gone into social engineering, and that is for everybody uniting around a universal altar and becoming one. But the problem is the majority of the UN members do not believe in Christ, and they do not believe in the Bible. In fact, they're against Christ, and they're against the Bible. They talk about unity through diversity, but there's no absolutes. It's a melting pot, assimilation of different races, cultures, nationalities, and religions. And so everything loses its identity and are merged together. And so this is what they're doing in religion. You know, they're trying for the religions to lose their identity, whether it's Islam, Christianity, Catholicism, whatever, Hinduism, and merge together. And they're saying, well, you know, no religion has a corner on the truth. But in doing this, nations will lose their sovereignty. And the UN, in their Millennium Summit in 2000, they said, we cannot say that there is an exclusive savior because that is not conducive to world peace. Well, Jesus said, I am the way, there's no one to the Father but by me. So they're totally targeting Christianity, that we cannot say he is the only savior. And they talk of tolerance, but they tolerate every other religion, every other idea, but they are totally intolerant when they talk about diversity, about the Bible being the Word of God and Jesus being the only Savior of the world. So this tolerant movement is actually hypocritical. It's completely intolerant. They're promoting the group, and they're against individualism. They're against free thinkers, and they're pushing conformity and uniformity, that we all must conform to what they think is right, though whoever they is at the top, and to become uniform. They want to outlaw evangelism. And I know there are even cities in the United States. They say, you know, trying to win people to Jesus, that is bullying. They have bullying laws, I think, in Canada and other places. So be quiet. If you want to have a religion, have it to yourself. And so most of this is being drummed by the United Nations. And so this is one thing that puts even what we're doing, being an international evangelist in Africa and in India, they do not like this at all because it's against the agenda, the global agenda that the UN and its allies have. You know, the UN wants to become a central world government. This is the thing that's really driving this interfaith movement. In the 2000 Millennium Global Summit, they called for the UN to be a central world government. Well, that's very interesting because the Bible said such a world government is coming. It prophesied this. And yet Rick Warren said, Jesus said that the details of his coming are none of our business. And he knows absolutely that it's, what he's saying is not true. He has a theological degree out of Fullerton University and saying Jesus said that the details of my return are none of your business. Read Matthew 24, and the Bible's full of scriptures about prophecy. But maybe this is the reason they don't want us to know about this, because the Bible predicts such a world government they're calling for now that is coming. In Revelation 13, verse 7 to 8, and it says, given to him, the Antichrist, to make war with the saints. Now, there is war today, and the war is against the Bible-believing Christians who believe Jesus is the only way to heaven. And it says, power was given him, talking of the Antichrist, over all kindreds and all tongues and nations. And this is talking about the world government that is coming in the Bible, and the very same thing the UN is talking about. In Revelation 12, verse 9, it says the devil deceived the whole world. And that's why we've seen this global movement today. And it's in the name of world peace that they're all joining together and also unifying religions. In fact, in Daniel 8:25, talking about the Antichrist, it says, by peace he shall destroy many. And when they say peace and safety, then shall sudden destruction come. Now, here are some strong indicators of this world government that is coming, uniting. And it's because the world is uniting regionally right now. Look at the European Union. You know, all these European nations have joined together as one, the EU. Then they're calling for the African Union, joining all the African Union nations together. Then they're talking about the North American Union. That would be joining Canada, the United States, and Mexico together. And they have Highway 69 coming right through Texas from Mexico all the way to Canada right here to help facilitate that. Then they've got the Arab League, the Asian Union. And the United Nations is behind all of this, regionalizing, bringing these unions to different parts of the world, because it's easier to unite regional governments into one behind a world government than just individual nations. And so we see that in reality, Islam is not the greatest threat to Christianity. The greatest threat is globalization, the Antichrist globalization movement.
Hold that thought.
Secularization of a world government.
With Lauren Davis.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there is move towards world government and world religion. One more time, Lauren, get your telephone and email out there, or at least help people get your website, and then we'll just let you wrap up the program.
Thank you, sir. You can check on us, laurendavis.com, L-O-R-E-N-Davis.com, and you can see our crusades, our large crusades in Africa, in India, many articles. Even related to what I'm talking about this, I have articles there talking about interfaith, the merging of rural religions, and others. And my email is laurendavisministries@hotmail.com, L-O-R-E-N, davisministries@hotmail.com. We see the Arab awakening that is happening in the Middle East. And nation after nation, there's been an upheaval, and actually, I believe the bottom, and we see that the West and Europe has been involved, really, and has taken great interest in this, because they know that the traditional Islamic governments and leading over there, that has to be shaken to facilitate bringing about world government. And so keep an eye on the Arab awakening and also what's happening in Egypt related to this. Now, the communists, that's Antichrist, have had a plan to conquer America and the world. And it is found in the 45 planks of the Communist Manifesto. And you can Google that, the 45 planks of the Communist Manifesto. Number 27 is particularly of interest. It says that one of their plans is to infiltrate the churches, infiltrate Christianity, and replace revealed religion, that's what's revealed in the Bible, with social religion. And so this is what is actually one thing that Rick Warren has done. He said, now we're going to transform the churches into a place of getting education, feeding the hungry, and also medicine. So it's transforming it. You know, we're all for medicine and education and feeding the hungry. But the purpose of the church, it is not social. The purpose of the church is spiritual, to prepare people how to live in this life and to prepare for eternity. But this is one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto, is to infiltrate the churches and replace revealed religion or Bible religion with social religion. Also, we see the government takeover of the churches, where it's becoming hate speech now to even speak against the gays or abortion, or they call it bullying speech. And so we see now, even the church, the political, is telling the church what they can preach from the Bible and what they can't. So the attack from the against the Bible is coming just like it came many, many years ago in many other nations under great persecution. You can read about it in the Fox Book of Martyrs. Now we see that Tony Blair, who was the Prime Minister of Great Britain, now he has started his own foundation, and it's the Interfaith Foundation. Why would a former world political powerful leader now have an interfaith foundation? And he's doing this to bring about world peace. Well, that is the merging together of the Muslims, the Christians, the Catholics, the Hindus, etc. Tony Blair now has his foundation. You can Google that. And very interesting, Rick Warren is on his board, on Tony Blair's board, Interfaith 4 board. And so now this is changing Christianity from the inside, and it's doing it in the name of world peace. So now in the church growth movement today, we see that, you know, what they want to do is just run the church like a business. And so their leaders say, you know, have services that are, the messages are not offensive to people. In other words, don't preach against sin. Preach about self-esteem. So churches have been converted and now are nothing more, so many of them, than just community centers in that. And marketers, professional psychologists, many of them who do not even believe in the Bible, they don't believe in Christ, they're telling the pastors what to do in their church to grow them. And we see that even Joel Osteen, he was on Larry King's show, and Larry King asked him, Joel, do you believe Jesus is the only way to heaven? And Joel says, well, I believe in Jesus. But he said, well, what about the Muslims? And Larry asked him, will the Muslims go to heaven? And Joel Osteen, the pastor of the biggest church in America, who's on TV almost 24/7, he says, well, I don't know. He said, well, what about the Jews who don't believe Jesus is the Son of God? Will they go to heaven? And he says, well, I don't know. Well, what about the atheists? And he says, I don't know. Well, how in the world, if he doesn't know that, if those who do not believe that Jesus is the Son of God, they'll go to heaven or not, the man needs to put down his psychology books, and he needs to pick up the Bible. For Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. I would not let him teach kindergartens if he does not know the answer to that. So, but the church has changed. Why? They want bigger crowds. They want money. And so the church has been transformed. And literally, I think we're no longer, in that state of a cocoon. It's been transformed when you say, well, you know, any church could be. Now let me say this, what has happened as a missionary in Africa. There has been a takeover of missions. You know, there are many, many people going overseas in the name of missions. And but when they go over there, you know, most of them are involved in humanitarian projects. And we're not against humanitarian projects. But my friends, you know, you've got the United Nations, you got the IMF, you've got so many programs involved in humanitarian, and I think that's good. But now, in the name of missions, they're going over there. They're not doing anything about trying to get people saved. And it's just, you know, help them in their temporal goods now. Well, my friends, that is not what missions is. In Mark 16:15, Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believes not shall be damned. But they have changed missions from its objective of getting people to Jesus Christ, getting people saved, to live by the Ten Commandments, to live godly lives. Now it has been changed and taken over by the humanitarian.
We're going to have to let you go. Bye-bye. God bless. Thanks so much, Lauren.
Okay, thank you. God bless.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the Internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to GreatPlainsSolar.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, why, we'd love to hear from you. As you know, why we do 5 hours of talk radio a day. And we're just trying to get people to understand that there is an attack on Christianity, not only from without, but from within. And they've infiltrated our religious seminaries, both Catholic and Protestant, and they've changed the message of both the Catholic and the Protestant churches, and shaking us away from the divinity of Jesus Christ to become more like a place where we can talk about humanitarian needs, and all of this is important. And certainly helping people is important. But the most important message you get out is the divinity of Jesus Christ, and there's only one way to him, and basically only one way to God, and that's through Jesus Christ. Unfortunately, why there's a move to create a one-world government, a one-world religion, and this church is being used for that purpose. Well, certainly if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, why, we hope that you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. We hope that you'll want to get our talks on Agenda 21, the Covert Plan, because it'll take you into an overview of what's really going on today. And then, of course, my talk on population control, the secret agenda. And there are so many talks. You can go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. Many of the DVDs are there available. You can watch them, or you can purchase them. We have 4 CD sets. You must understand there's a very real threat from the possibility of an electromagnetic pulse attack, which instantaneously would put America back to where we were in the middle of the 1800s with no electricity. And the fact that Congress voted unanimously to remedy this, and that was blocked, certainly in the Senate, the fact that this is not brought up by the media, the fact that most people really do not understand the danger, convinces me that this danger is very, very real and could very well mark the demise of America as we know it. You need to get our 4 CD set on the threat of an EMP attack, the DVD on the threat of an EMP attack, the talk given by Ambassador Henry Cooper to our meeting last year, and the book, A Nation Forsaken, by Michael Maloof, who was 30 years with the Defense Department. You need to have this information. You need to help us get the information out. Again, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our programs 4 hours a day, where you can read our newsletters, where you can certainly listen or watch our DVDs. We have other sections there on other important videos on the web that we think of interest you, but help us get the information out. Understand the major goal behind what's going on today is a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion. And believe me, our financial system is on the brink of destruction. The interest on the 10-year Treasury bills is going up very dramatically. It's doubled in the last year. And as a result of that, of course, we're going to see the falling value of bonds, rising interest rates. It's going to slow down our economy. We're in for a very, very difficult time, and this is happening not only in America, but throughout the world. And my fear is the world that we have known in the past is soon going to cease to exist. And basically, all we can do is try to reach others to let them understand that none of this is happening by accident. They want a one-world financial system, a one-world religion, and a one-world government. And so until tomorrow at the same time, please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, wisdom, protection. Until then, may the Lord be with you.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this